And reading from verse 16. Acts 16 and verse 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days, but Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And her masters saw that the hope of their gains was gone. They caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, brought them to the magistrates, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. A multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. They spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house, and he took them the same hour of the night, and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them, and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. When the Lord Jesus arose from the dead, he said to his disciples, All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things, whatsoever I have commanded thee. And lo, I am with thee, always, even unto the end of the age. And one of the things that we note in the apostle's experiences in the Acts is that the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, is in control of the operation here on earth. He's gone to heaven, said Peter. Angels, authorities, and powers being made subject to him. And we see the Lord directing throughout this book. It's the angel of the Lord. It's the word of the Lord. It's the spirit of the Lord. The Lord Jesus, the Savior of sinners, he's still in the business. We read in Mark's Gospel, he said, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And they went forth, says the scripture. The Lord working with them. The Apostle Paul and his company were in a quandary. They didn't really know what to do next. They were seeking direction. They went to the left, and the Spirit of God said, No, that's not the way. They went to the right. They said, No, that's not the way. And as they were not knowing exactly what to do, there was a vision appeared to Paul in the night, and he saw a man from Macedonia who said, come over into Macedonia and help us. And the scripture says, and immediately we endeavored to go, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. He had said nothing whatever about the gospel. He had simply said, come over to Macedonia and help us. Those Philippians, we learned later, to whom Paul were going, were very poor people. He speaks of their deep poverty in 2 Corinthians. They might have needed some financial help, maybe some food and clothing. They may have needed some medical help. And they had Luke among their company, and they certainly could have helped in that direction a little bit. Many years ago, my father was in a prison, not as a jailbird, but preaching in a prison, out in Wisconsin. And after they had preached the gospel for a while to the fellows in that prison, the captive audience, they started passing out gospel tracts. And he handed one to one fellow. He says, I don't want that. I'm no goat. I don't eat paper. So I didn't ask you to eat it. I wanted you to read it. He said, I don't want it. He says, what we need in this prison is some good food. The slop that they give you here isn't fit for a pig to eat. Well, he said, then don't eat it. I don't know any law in the books of Wisconsin that requires you to eat a meal. He said, yes. But if we don't eat, we'll die. Yes, and if you do eat, you'll die. You see these fellows jogging along the road. I said, boy, keep it in shape. I saw a cartoon once. And in this cartoon, it showed a man apparently in his coffin. You couldn't see him, but his friends are observing. And one of them said, my, doesn't he look nice? And the other fellow says he ought to. He's been jogging for the last 6 months. No matter what you do, whether it's medical help, educational help, every doctor buries every one of his patients sooner or later. It's just a question of when. Because the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment. Here we have no abiding place. And until our Lord Jesus Christ comes, every individual on earth is going to pass through the portals of death. Medical help, that's a wonderful thing, and we thank God for doctors. But all they give you is temporary help. The only thing in the world that helps a man permanently is the gospel. That's why the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, not to everyone that works, not to everyone that tries, not to everyone that turns over a new leaf, not to everyone that is baptized, not to everyone that goes to church. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Can you imagine the situation here? Here were these two men whose backs had been literally torn to ribbons by the whip of the jailer. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, he says, five times received I 40 stripes save one of the Jews. Under the Old Testament law, the most stripes that you could put on a man's back were 40. And just in case they may have missed count, they just gave him 39. So careful were they about the letter of the law, but the Romans had no such scruples. All that the scripture says, they laid many stripes upon them, and they were cast into the innermost prison. And it was so dark in there at midnight, you couldn't even see your hand in front of your face.
And God did absolutely nothing to intervene on behalf of his servants. He let those jailers and those others who were responsible lay it on them, and he did absolutely nothing to intervene. But when those men began to pray, God acted. It says they prayed and sang praises to God at midnight, in the very darkest hour of the night, when nothing whereon to lean remains, when strongholds crumble to dust, when nothing is true but that God still reigns, that's the time to trust. It's better to walk by faith and sight in this world of yours and mine, in the pitch black night, when there's no outer light. That's the hour for faith to shine. And there in that miserable condition, when they could have been groaning instead of singing, it says, they prayed, and they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners were listening to that. Says the psalmist, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry, brought me up out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, he established my going, and he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, he says, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. These men were not sighing. They were not feeling sorry for themselves, but they were singing. And I don't know how well that duet sounded that night, but it says the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, and everyone's bands were loose. And that jailer knew, under Roman law, if one of those prisoners escaped, it was his own life. And he took out a sword, and he was going to kill himself. And then he heard in that Stygian, that black, dark night, a voice shouting, do thyself no harm, for we're all here. And when he heard that, he realized he was in the presence of God. For in those words, he learned three very important things. He learned, first of all, that God is all wise. How in the world could Paul possibly have known that everyone was still there unless God had told him? We're all here. And all those bands and chains that may have been broken by these men had they tried. They didn't need to break them. They were all broken. And yet, God, by his power, kept them there. They didn't move a muscle. Then he learned a very wonderful thing. That is that God loves each of us. Here is the man whom Paul and Silas may have naturally hated. But instead, speaking on God's behalf, they said, do thyself no harm. And convicted by these three thoughts, God is all wise, God is all powerful, and God is all loving, this man, convicted of his sin, fell down before Paul and Silas and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Well, I can tell you what you need to do to be lost. Absolutely nothing. You don't have to do a thing to be lost. But you have to do something to be saved. And the apostles gave them the simple answer. And it's the answer today as it was then. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You go into an office building and you see a sign on the office door. Dr. John Jones, M.D. Doctor is his title. John Jones is his name. M.D. is his work. Lord is his title. All authority has been given to him in heaven and earth. Why? Why has God given him all authority? His son. He tells us why himself. Thou hast given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. My Bible tells me this, that to as many as receive him, the Lord Jesus, by faith, to them and to no other, he gives the right to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. You know, there are many ways to come to Christ, but there's only one way to come to God, and it's through the Lord Jesus. You have to come to Him. And that's why they said, believe in the Lord. Recognize His authority. Recognize His ability. He's the Christ. He's the one that's done the work. The Bible never says that Jesus died for the ungodly. Did you know that? We say it in our hymns, but the Bible doesn't say it. It says Christ died for the ungodly. It says Christ also at once suffered for sins. He's the one that did the work. And the first time you see these three words brought together in Scripture is when Peter says, God hath made this same Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. He's the one that has the authority, and He's the one that has the ability. Let me ask you tonight, will you trust Him as your Savior? Over 1900 years ago, a humble fisher, uneducated man, considered it among the ignorant of the day, he stood and he said something that is so blessedly true. He stood in the presence of that Jewish Sanhedrin, that ruling council in Israel, and he said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. If you're here without Christ tonight, will you say, in simple faith, believing the record that God has given of His Son, that Christ died for your sins, He's accomplished all the work necessary for your salvation, and it only remains for you to trust Him as your Savior, and to say from your heart, and mean it, Lord Jesus, I'll trust You. I'll trust You with my soul. I'm guilty, lost and helpless, but Thou canst make me whole. There is none in heaven or on earth like Thee. Thou hast died for sinners. Therefore, Lord, for me. May God bless His word to each of you. Our Father, we're thankful for these messages in song that we have heard this evening. And we're thankful for each one here who has had this new song implanted in their hearts and lives, and who will be able someday and to sing as we now sing, Thou art worthy, Lord Jesus, that Thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and nation and people. For that one, that man, that woman, that boy or girl here tonight, who has never made this most momentous decision, we pray that tonight may be that night. When they'll simple faith hear the words of the apostle, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And like this Philippian jailer and his family, believe the word of God, and then having believed it, show it by being baptized and evidence it in concern for Thy service. We ask it in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.